Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Final hour of the program here. Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle live in the Kia Studios on 92.9 The Game. Our buddy Dom C coming up next for the Night Drive. Make sure you stay tuned to what he is going to be yabbing about. But right now, we got to talk some football. Before we do, just want to remind you, busy, busy week for your boy on the station. Starting tomorrow, you get the Atlanta Baseball postgame show. Tomorrow through Friday, huge, huge series with the Cubs coming up. Cole Wright of Watch Marquee, their equivalent of Braves Vision. Their host is going to join me tomorrow to preview the series. They are the hottest team in baseball. Braves are second. So something's got to give series. And then Thursday night, starting at 8 o'clock, Falcons schedule release show. It's you and it's me talking Falcons schedule. We will play the always fun, never boring win-loss game. You don't want to miss it. Plus, we'll take your calls, at 404-726-0929. Right now, we need to head out to the Sweet James Accident Attorneys Hotline. Jason Longshore for his weekly spot. Jason, you score one in the 69th minute after a close contest against LA Galaxy. And then over the span of the next 10 minutes, they score two on you. What happened?
You never really had control of this match. You look at the numbers and you can get into field position, you can get into possession, you can get into passes into the attacking third. We can find all the numbers to back that up. You had a lot of that, but you aren't creating a lot of huge chances. Jay Fortune kind of takes it on himself and makes a great goal, not quite out of thin air, but really good individual play from one of your central midfielders getting into the 18, getting into the dangerous areas and scoring. Okay, you feel pretty good. You almost went up 2-0. Remember, like off the kickoff, Cooper Sanchez with a steal, sets up Alexei Maranchuk, pushes it just wide of the post. It hits the goalkeeper's water bottle that goes flying. You go up 2-0 there, I think it's game over. But the problem is Marco Royce comes into the game for the LA Galaxy, and he's a handful. And once you don't get that second goal, the mentality never shifted to, let's be careful here. We have a 1-0 lead. We're at home. Let's not let Marco Royce find open space. And he did. And he killed the game for the Galaxy. You just can't let good players get 1v1s or 2v2s. And you can't ask your players to deal with that on a regular basis against top guys. And Marco Royce and Gabriel Peck are top guys in this league.
So the fact that it was a back-to-back in a five-minute span, was that more of a shock from the first one and not able to regroup, or did the Galaxy find something in that first one that they just went ahead and re-exploited right away?
Yeah, they're both different. It is a question because this team has had a bad habit of giving up a second goal soon after giving up a first goal. There is a serious question about how well you bounce back in those moments. And there's enough data to show you that this team gets rattled very easily. That needs to change. But yeah, the Galaxy did find something that they were able to continually exploit. And it's because Marco Royce is one of the best playmakers in the league. He wasn't 100% fit. That's why he didn't start. But he comes into the game, and what was frustrating is you have to know at that point, LA is going to play differently. Up to that point, they had sat back. They had defended. Yeah, they had let Atlanta have the field position. But they said, we're going to defend here. We're going to then look to get quickly forward with Gabriel Peck, with Joseph Paintsill, two fast, great 1v1 guys. We'll try to do that. All right, cool. That worked up until you bring in Marco Royce. Now you're going to play through him, and he's going to hurt you. And the first goal, you have Tristan Muyembaugh, who is your defensive midfielder, the six. He plays between the two center backs in front of them, except he wasn't there because Atlanta was getting numbers forward. They're trying to go find the second goal, which sounds great until you have a turnover and your six is not in the position you need your six to be, dealing with an elite playmaker. And LA is able to break you, and they get forward and they score. The second goal, yeah, you are rattled, and the LA Galaxy are able to get Royce in a situation where he almost does the head fake on Juan Bettercall, like he's going to step back and receive the ball, turning back towards his own goal, and then he takes off. Bettercall gambles and like tries to step out hard to him. Royce is gone by that point. Then it's unlucky because you do okay in the defensive scramble mode. Lucas Ojos makes a save. It deflects off of Tomas Akob right back to Gabriel Peck, who says thank you very much, 2-1, game over. Very frustrating.
Okay, so two guys that have been hot lately had four combined shots in this one, Alexi and Emmanuel Latte-Loth. Was their lack of production in this one more of a disservice to their ability to continue to stay hot, or was it more of a credit to LA Galaxy's defense?
I think you have to give the Galaxy credit because, I mean, Marancic did create four chances. I thought he was pretty good in the match. He's really more of a chance creator than a goal scorer, but this season he's been a goal scorer. Latte-Loth didn't get a lot of service. They weren't able to find him in dangerous areas, and this is something that we talked about a while back. We think to the DC game, we think to a couple other games where teams would play Atlanta like the Galaxy did for the majority of the game, sit back, really don't give you space. And this team hasn't shown the ability to break deep-lying teams down yet. And I keep putting a lot of that on the movement off the ball. And I think that's something that is just a recurring issue. I think this team looks its best when the game is a little more open and a little more transition-based, a little more chaotic, to be honest. And I think that's how the Toronto and the Charlotte and the Montreal games that you win, I think they kind of played out that way. Possession was more 50-50. You're getting forward fast. You're playing a little more direct. You're getting into these 1v1s and 2v2s and 3v3s and making things happen. When you're going against a team that says, oh, we'll sit back with eight, that's fine. You come and try to break down our eight. See where you can find the space against eight guys. And we can't. And that's a problem. I think when it's worked against teams that lie deeper is in a moment like the Jay Fortune goal, where it's either the fullbacks or, in Fortune's case, one of the central midfielders, getting forward and then starting to give you more numbers against a stacked defense and breaking players down on the move. Now, Fortune did it with the dribble. He's on the ball. But we've seen fullbacks get into areas. We've seen Galarza get into areas as another midfielder of making those runs into the 18, and they're unaccounted for. That's what wasn't happening enough. Marancic creates four chances. He did have to play a little bit wider and try to find space wider and send in crosses, and that's much more of a 50-50 kind of thing than creating a through ball or creating a better opportunity. I think Saba is another player who's been hot lately. Early on, especially, he was really running at the back line for the Galaxy and causing them some problems, but he wasn't able to break through enough, and it waned as the match went on. And that was part of the issue with just not creating enough dangerous opportunities.
talking with Jason Longshore, all things Atlanta United. We'll get to some World Cup here in a second. Three yellows in the span of 4 minutes. Is that just football, or did they get underneath some skin here? What happened?
It seemed like the referee really got upset during the first half and kind of lost his composure a little bit, because three yellows and yellows to the...
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Bench, both benches. It was just strange. And I think this is a referee in Fotis Bizakos who, he referees games a little bit too emotionally for my liking. I like refs that are pretty stoic for the most part. And if they show emotion, it is in situations where they're kind of asserting their authority, not just throwing cards. Because throwing cards to me means you've already lost a little bit as a referee. And in this case, two of the three cards felt completely out of place. It changed the rhythm of the game. It rattled Atlanta in the first half. I thought they bounced back from it okay. You also had a goal that was called back. That is a very difficult situation, and we saw it in the Premier League over the weekend as well. And corner kicks now are turning into basically, I know you're not a big wrestling fan, I remember this from our conversation last week, but corner kicks are kind of turning into a Royal Rumble almost, where it's just everything you can imagine to try to create an opening. You're getting picks, you're getting screens, you're getting things that are supposed to be illegal.
Bodies everywhere, just bodies strewn about.
It's just, it's chaos. And to me, FIFA and IFAB, who oversees the rules of the game, you're going to have to do something about this, because now you've got soccer coaches watching basketball and watching screens and watching picks. And now you've got players doing it, which is illegal in soccer, but referees are reluctant to call it. Now, anytime anybody gets near a goalkeeper, usually it gets called, which can be a problem, like we saw on the disallowed goal, because Juan Bettercall wins the header on the back post completely cleanly. The goalkeeper's not getting to the ball. He's not even anywhere close to trying to play the ball. And he knows that. And he finds contact with Matias Galarza and then falls to his knees, and the ref gives him the call. It's very different than what we saw in the Premier League with Arsenal, where VAR overturned a goal and said that the referee was, or the goalkeeper was interfered with, because in that situation, the goalkeeper is coming out trying to play the ball and one of his arms is being held back. That's a pretty easy call for a replay to make. You're not going to get replay to overturn the goal that comes back from Atlanta. So instead of 1-0 up at halftime, you're scoreless. Instead of Jay Fortune's goal making it 2-0, you're 1-0 up. It does impact the game, and it doesn't impact the result to me, because the Galaxy turned the game around. They won it. But it impacts the way the game feels and the way the game flows. And these are things that you have to talk about, and it's frustrating, and you don't want to harp on referees, but I felt like this was a poor referee performance from a referee that we've seen since 2018. I think we saw him in 2017 as well, and he's not improving, and there's other referees coming up that need to start getting these gigs, because this is just not what we want to see, where we're talking about the referee and the referee feels like the main character of the match.
All right, before I let you go, 35 days away from the start of the World Cup. Take us through the final month of prep for both the U.S. men's national team and the city.
Man, you're getting a lot of people hurt right now, which is a problem for the U.S. and for other teams in the tournament. For the U.S., Christian Pulisic missed the match this weekend. You're worrying about him because he hasn't been playing well with Milan. Johnny Cardoso looks like he is out for the World Cup with ankle surgery. I don't think that is 100% confirmed as we speak, but not really seeing anybody push back on it just yet out of Spain. Tanner Tesman is out injured as well. He could be the replacement for Cardoso. So there's a big question as to who's going to play in the midfield alongside Tyler Adams. I think it might have to be Weston McKennie dropping back. You'd like to have him higher up the field, impacting the game in the attack, but I don't know who else you can trust in that deeper lying midfield role alongside Tyler Adams. I think you have to go with McKennie there. I think in terms of everything with the city, the excitement is really picking up fast. I feel like every day I turn around, I see another public watch party. I see another big public event that is coming for this. You're going to have your pick of things to do during matches that are here. And yeah, you know, good luck finding a ticket. Good luck paying for the ticket. Yes, it's expensive, but there's the FIFA Fan Festival at Centennial Olympic Park, which I think is going to be really cool. There's Decatur Watch Fest with a ton of days and concerts in the night and all kinds of stuff. But I feel like every other major city, town, suburb, and county is doing something around World Cup matches. It's just nonstop on my social media feed. So it's awesome to see all of it picking up. But it's going to be a wild ride between now and opening day for the World Cup with all these injuries that all these teams are dealing with.
All right. When are you on this week?
I'm on tomorrow after you talking baseball at 11 o'clock. I'm going to have Luis Omar Tapia, one of the lead play-by-play commentators with Telemundo, talking to him about World Cup. We're going to talk Atlanta United. We're going to talk Georgia High School State Championship matches that are starting tomorrow. So all kinds of different things happening tomorrow night on Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
All right, great stuff, Jason. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that is Jason Longshore there. When we get back, what should the Hawks do? Little bit of a disappointment that you got number 8 instead of a top 4 pick, but still plenty of talent in the draft to choose from. The question is, do you try to package your picks and go get a star player, or do you stay the course? Caleb Johnson, our Hawks insider, joins me next. Chris Thomas Tonight, 92.9 The Game.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.